All right, Wyatt.
How do we know? Are we already started?
Do you want to start us off?
What?
Oh, yeah.
My God. This is like, kind of like a deja vu. I was actually going to eat my egg.
No, go ahead. Yeah, me and Wyatt just finished up some delicious eggs.
I made them.
-1, so Wyatt's going to finish his throat.
Let me just...
Looks good. Was that the one that you cracked and then...
Is that good?
I'm not too into the salt thing.
I just put too much salt.
I just like popping half an egg in my mouth.
I mean,
let's get a bit closer.
It's pretty tasty.
Sorry.
Cheek to
cheek. Can't.
there's a little bit of egg because it's water. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello.
So this is the third episode of Blanket
Already?
Talk. We're still in the blanket room.
Yeah.
Little has changed.
Well, blankets are in different spots.
I guess so.
Are they? Yeah, they are.
We forgot to do this every other time, so I'd be real mad if I stop.
I'm Spencer.
My name is Spencer.
Dang it. Oh, and I'm Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is Wyatt. This is our friendship podcast where we talk about what, Wyatt?
Trains.
Well, we sort of talk about trains. Very little about trains. And I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with that. Did you listen to last... last episode?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Here it is.
Sorry, I'm just going
to... No,
it's... not polite to talk with your mouth open.
Well, sort of is.
Chewing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So, I started listening to it on my computer.
Yep.
And I got, like, 5 minutes in. And I was like, I should put this on my phone because I got some errands to run.
Yeah.
So I'll just listen to it in the car.
I don't like where this is going.
And then I couldn't figure out how to put it on my phone.
So,
and this was like Sunday, which is basically when I came out. And so, you know, I never listened to it because the weeks are busy, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Man, I wanted to talk about it for a little bit.
Oh, I remember. I have a memory of steel.
You probably do. And you probably felt it as well. Like there, between the first episode and the second episode, very different tones of those two.
I was pretty tired.
Yeah, you were pretty tired.
Is that what you're talking about?
Was it because you were sitting there hitting save and record on my computer
God.
While me and Brady?
It was like
did the performance of our
five
lifetime.
5 hours.
It was just two.
Click,
it was like
click
two.
Click,
whatever.
Click. I got pretty good at
you're
it.
You're a complainer.
Yeah, I am.
Cheat your egg.
Mm.
All right, well, you got it out of me. Fine.
What?
Fine. Wyatt, I'm pissed off.
I didn't even say anything. Okay.
Here it comes.
What?
All right.
I don't know how to
I'm real. This. I'm real pissed right now. I'm actually bringing back up the anger from yesterday. Yesterday was not a great day. I didn't work yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had plans. Plans fell through. I had other plans. That plan fell through. I think you were one of them.
What?
Well, it was me being like, "Do you want to do the podcast today or tomorrow?"
And
you said
like,
tomorrow.
No.
I'm like, "God damn it!
You're mad.
God damn it! It ruined."
I was tired yesterday. I was also tired today. Sorry. Go on with your story. Early mornings for me.
Oh,
it's not good. I'm not a morning person.
So, you probably recall that a little while ago, I said I wanted to go play paintball.
Yes.
I wanted to go play paintball. I don't know what it was, but I wanted to do some... I wanted to get, like, some thrills and, like, do some war tactics and stuff. Just, like, paintball stuff, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I played airsoft.
Strategic.
I played airsoft, and it's too army real. It's,
oh, really?
It's they're too like really serious
okay,
about
hold
it,
on.
But it's just a ton of like 12-year-olds in full gear,
camouflage.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that sounds terrifying.
Helmets? Why do you need a helmet? I don't know. They're wearing helmets, you know. You need goggles, and then full camo gear, and then like super realistic guns.
Reminds me of a Community.
Oh, and the like
with
the
Chang's
paintball?
Little army of little kids.
I don't. I'm sorry. You're more a Community
Fine.
Man than I am.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You should watch it.
Yeah, you really You really show the excitement and how funny it is.
Yeah.
And so I told you I wanted to go play paintball.
Yeah, did you go without me?
Why? You're jumping ahead.
Sorry, I'm interrupting today.
I know, it's an exciting story.
I'm an interrupter.
I wanted to go play paintball. And I knew that, like, I'd kind of have to, like, let everyone know early so they can, you know, not everybody... works on the same day. Some people are going to school during the weekdays. And so I'm like, I'm going to do it Saturday. And I'm going to do it Saturday a month away.
Yeah,
told
yeah.
everyone, let's do it a month away.
Yeah.
So I
everyone's like,
I
yeah.
booked it through them. And I started the Facebook message, blah, blah, blah. Some stuff happened. Noah, one of our friends, Noah, he was one of the main guys that I wanted to come. And he was really excited to come as well. And he said, I can't go this Saturday. And I'm like, that's fine. We're still 3 weeks away. I'm going to push it back a week. Rescheduled for that. And I told everyone, I rescheduled it. We're now doing it on the 3rd.
This is kind of awkward for me because you didn't tell me any of this.
I asked you.
Oh, okay.
I said, why? Do you want to do this? And I'm like, I don't know.
What?
I don't know if I want to.
Now it sounds exciting.
It's $50.
Oh, well. I'm not cheap. I just don't have money. I spent all my money on gear.
That's totally fair. And I was going to ask you again.
Okay, but it still sounds pretty cool, so maybe we'll
And so I had it booked, and then everyone's, like, a week ago today, about, I told everyone, oh, the weather's looking great. We're going to have to leave about 8:30, because we're getting to the early one, so that some people can get back for work, you know, in the afternoon, and I have to get back for work. I asked for some days off.
A.M.?
Yeah, we'd leave 8:30 to get there by 10. An hour drive. And then, you know, I kind of got, like, some response, but people weren't really responding on the Facebook chat. Like, people were seeing it, but they weren't responding. And then yesterday, I was like, okay, we're going this Saturday. Mm-hmm. I better start seeing who wants to do the rides and stuff like that. Start checking in with everybody. There was 9 of us initially. Mm-hmm. 3 could come.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what's going on here?
You made new plans.
I like text people, hey, you still good? And like, oh no, I'm working. Like, I planned this a month ago.
That is frustrating.
I know.
That's just downright.
There was one person. I'm not gonna say like I get it. I just wish some people would be honest. You know, you can't get mad at honesty. If someone's like, I don't want to go, I might bug you a little bit. I might be a little bit persistent, like, come on. But just like, no, it's cool.
Kind of like you don't want to say who it was who's being a lame-o, but you're gonna.
There's one person.
Mm-hmm.
They are. A good friend of ours, and I said, you should come play paintball. And they kind of, like, were a little bit hesitant, and then I said it again, and, you know, my mind's a little foggy, you know? But basically what it came down to was I told her, them.
I was going to say, we only have 7 friends, so it's pretty easy for me to guess, and now it's a little bit easier now.
It's okay.
That's fine. We'll just say.
Our friends don't listen to this.
Yeah, no, we're 3 episodes in. Maybe the first 5
Liam
minutes.
Does. What? Liam's listened to more than you have.
Oh, wow, good for him.
I appreciate that a lot.
I do too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Liam.
Yeah, he had some comments.
Number one viewer.
Number one fan.
Yeah.
And then the other day, I texted him saying, are you coming?
Him or her? Now you said him. Now we're just all.
Oh, now it's all over the place. I texted them and I said, are you and person X coming? And they said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm working. I'm sorry, Spencer. I can't make it. I told you a month ago. Okay. I'm not mad. I just want honesty.
Disappointed.
You know? Because I planned on things. I now have to. Damn it, I was supposed to cancel it today. Oh, God. I'm going to have to cancel day before. Because it's this Saturday, and I haven't canceled our thing yet. I meant to do it today, but I was at work all day.
They kind of booked the whole thing for us, right?
Well, from 10 to 12. I don't think they get that many people, so they're going to be like, oh, it's not like I was going to fill that spot with anyone else. I'm just going off of assumption.
Saturday morning,
I'm just going off of assumption.
Man.
And okay. Then basically, the end of the story is that there's like other people that are like, oh, I work.
Mm-hmm.
Darn it. Like, I told you a month ago.
I mean, do these people know what the whole plan is? Do they know it's paintball?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I know. It is exciting. And I told... it was one of my first Facebook messages. Like, it's like $42 to go for the 2 to 3 hours.
$50.
2 to 3 hours, and it's like chipping $5 for gas
Who's
ever driving.
47,
and then taxes $50. It was taxes? Yesterday.
I did not take that, man.
And then it was yesterday. I texted Brady like, "Hey, you good?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm good to go." Oh, did I say his name?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. He totally knows. Like,
I knew it was Brady.
Like,
because you said it was lame.
Like, yeah,
lame
you good to?
I'm just kidding.
You good to go? He's like, yeah, I'm good. How much is this going to be? Like, it's like $42 and $5 for gas. He's like, it's going to be $50. Like, yeah, it's going to be $50. He's like, I don't know if I want to go down and play $50 paintball.
It's true. It's,
and again, it's kinda, in kinda... my head, I told you this a month ago.
But did
and
you
he's
say...
like, oh, I don't know if it didn't register, if I didn't read it. Like, I told you a month ago. I'm done my rant now. For anybody who's listening, I'm not.
He's really mad at me right now. He's kind of.
I was excited for it. I was very excited. Hurt. Now I'm disappointed because our friends just, they
don't care.
They didn't plan. Noah Koster got. I said his name. Damn it. Noah.
Fine. Just tell us. Noah, just let it out.
Noah got the shift off, I'm pretty sure. There's,
oh, that's nice. Shout out to Noah.
Literally, the only three people talk. That could come were Noah, who actually took action with
initiative.
My plan and took initiative. Thank you. Alyssa.
That man is magic.
Who I told a month ago again, and she's really excited. She also doesn't have a job.
She should bring her dog.
Probably not. I don't know if that little tiny French bulldog will do all right. Though. I mean, I wouldn't shoot at it.
If
it took my flag and started going back, I'm like, well, I guess we lose.
It'd probably, yeah, whatever.
And then Mark.
Cute. Mark Orfield.
Well, and then you said his name.
Oh, well, you said his name first.
I said Mark.
How many Marks do we know?
Mark.
There's actors. Mark Damon.
Mark Damon?
No, it's Damon.
Mark Damon? You just made that up.
I was trying to make a joke about that guy in the first episode, but then I forgot what his full name was. Damon Scrace.
Yeah, you got it.
I was
kidding,
Damon. I was just joking again.
Oh, you're such a jokester. Oh, yeah. So I'm just going to sort of give up on our friends. I'm thinking of moving to Sweden.
As I heard, it's nicer.
I know.
Expensive.
That's
more
fun.
Expensive than
but just just taxes, you mean, though, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I think that moving there late would be a little bit bad because I heard that their taxes go towards their schooling is probably the biggest. I heard some rumors.
It's free.
The school, yeah.
Yeah.
Post-secondary. Mm-hmm. Their healthcare is free, just like ours.
With some rumors, yeah.
You gotta check that one out. I don't think that was quite right. But either way, I'm gonna be excited to meet some new people elsewhere.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Which part?
I didn't even hear what the rumor was. I was too busy interrupting you.
The rumor that I said?
Yeah, what
I heard some rumors.
Uh-huh.
Do not take this seriously at all, because I've had at least two people shoot me down about it.
Are you making it up?
I'm not making it up.
Oh.
That was my tummy. I'm sorry.
I was going to blame it on Mocha.
Where's that dog?
Not in here.
You know, I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent.
Okay.
You brought up my dog Tootin'. She was tootin' so much yesterday.
Really?
I thought something was wrong with her. She's gangrenous or something. Like, it smells awful.
Wait. Okay, sure.
It smells real, real
not
awful.
Not how that works, is it?
Yeah.
Gangrenous?
Mm-hmm.
It's like pungent. Green rot.
It's pungent and gross.
Jeez.
Something is wrong with his dog. And then I basically just started hearing her tooting. And I kept moving to different sides of the couches.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept moving to my side. I'm like, I don't want to be near you right now.
Get away.
It smells really awful. So, unlike anything I've smelled before.
Maybe she ate something.
She did, I'm pretty sure. The day before, I found a plate that looked like it had chocolate cake on it.
What? Chocolate cake?
Which I'm thinking, I didn't know I had chocolate cake in my house.
Wait, how did you get the chocolate cake?
Well, she has her ways. She might have made it, for all I know. She's crazy.
Spencer, that's just... Come on. Come on. Your dog sitting in the kitchen, chef hat, apron, making chocolate cake.
Is that thought that far
that's just,
fetched?
Yes.
Ooh, man.
Because, dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fetched.
Yeah, nice. It was a good one. Anyway, just to come back, the stupid...
That's why
the stupid rumor is that they all get summer houses.
Really?
Yeah, small little summer houses.
Where? Not there.
You could be.
It's always winter.
I could simply Google this. I could simply Google this, and I'll know or not whether it's real or not.
It just takes the magic away.
I learned this 5 years ago. I didn't know. Learning is a strong way to put it. I overheard and have still remembered this piece of information.
Okay. That's another word for it.
In my mind.
I mean, if they
could Google
free
it, figure
summer
it out.
Houses to everyone,
just
that's
a little
the place to move.
You know, it's
I would
like,
live in the summer house.
Real close to a ski hill?
Summer house by a ski hill? I would live there. I have my toboggan and my toque.
Yeah.
Not my beanie. Is that what they call them there? They probably call them like whoopsie doy or whatever. That was terrible.
Well, we might have to. And a little bit risque.
Yeah. Not as bad as Korean politics.
Korean politics is fine. It's fine, my man. I have a couple more ideas for you.
Just hit me with them.
To improve the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Can you move forward a bit, please?
Is this one of your ideas?
For you to move forward? Nope. Okay. I wanna have your feedback on all of them.
Okay.
I'm feeling strong about this list.
Okay, I don't feel strong about it because I haven't heard it yet.
I think you'll like this one. Feedback. Be completely silent the entire time, and we can call it art.
Nice.
I know.
I'd see. Actually,
I know. People start like listening to it, like, this is so deep.
You wanna try it out? Just for a little, just a little snippet?
I don't know. I think I'm going to make people cry.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Ready?
Okay, three. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Three. Why are you breathing like that?
I'm going to get into the zen mode.
I can't count.
I have to be zen.
I can't concentrate on counting while you're breathing.
While I'm breathing.
It's
complicated. You can't concentrate on counting while I'm breathing.
It's
Go ahead.
Three. Stop.
I've got to get into the zone.
Start getting in the zone, then
I'll
start
breathe?
Counting.
Do you want to breathe?
Well, I'm going to breathe after I count.
Okay, sorry. My belly keeps rumbling.
Mocha.
All right, sorry. I got too zen. I got
this
too relaxed.
Not artsy at all. That's like unnecessarily loud.
Go ahead.
Three. Two, one.
Oh, that felt good. What, are you crying? I know. I was, I don't know about you, but I was thinking about the, all the immigrants and, like, helping all the immigrants.
I just started thinking about my life.
Oh, my goodness.
It's such a pit.
I felt it.
Oh, my personal problems.
All reflected in the silence.
I don't even know. Shred carrots, robbery.
Woo.
I'll be alone forever.
All through the silence.
Yeah.
Ah, that was a good one. Thank you.
So, like, we're technically an art show now, right?
Mm-hmm. Following art again.
Okay.
We can follow everything Kanye.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm such a fan of
Kanye.
Oh,
my Jesus.
Oh, Yeezus.
Yeezus. Okay.
I don't know one song from the Yeezus album.
I met this guy.
Is Yeezus one of
them? He's one of my good friends, Sukhvir, at UVic last year. And he idolizes that man.
As he should.
I don't know. Maybe that's not true, but he likes him a lot. He talks about him all the time.
Do you think he's kind of like a dick? Can you say that, please? Yeah.
I've got to be careful what I say in case Sukhvir actually listens to this and he doesn't talk to me anymore.
No, it's all right. Just because I think he is. But I'm going to say something after. Go ahead.
You think he's a... I've heard the other side of it now. I've been actually lectured on whether or not Kanye is a dick for certain things he's done. Apparently there was this shindig, and he and Taylor Swift got into it. That's all I remember.
That seems redundant.
I mean, apparently he called her some names.
Oh, he called her some names. Apparently, Taylor Swift.
His dad died or something, so it was not his fault. I don't know.
I don't know. Is this what he said? No offense to Taylor, but... Beyonce had one of the best music videos of all time. Mic drop.
How is that offensive to Taylor?
Oh, you didn't get the reference.
Social medias.
Basically, Taylor Swift won the award at the VMAs for... This is like 2010. Like,
you don't deserve it.
No offense to Taylor. But Beyonce, he was a little bit
drunk.
I think he was a little drunk. But Kanye's just an act. He's just an act.
And
he totally puts that on, and I love it.
My friend's not going to watch this anymore. I sent it to him, the first one to listen to. He's not going to listen anymore. He's going to hear this.
That's fine.
This show is garbage.
No, he just got called out. He's going to be here forever.
Maybe he'll, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that very much.
This is a topical show now.
Yeah. Did you listen to a lot of Kanye when you were younger?
No.
Me and my friend Peter.
This is a John Denver.
Bumped it when
really?
We were young. We bumped Gold Digger.
Oh, that's I know that one.
I know.
Gold Digger.
Oh, she give me more.
Oh,
Rabba Yabba! What's this shit gold digger? Now she give me my...
I didn't even hear it. I'd say she a gold digger.
She give me my...
Hey. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
She
three,
give...
God, I'm just going to count down.
Do you know who sang that part? Because there's like... There's Kanye. Kanye's part. It's like, oh, I'd say she a gold... And then there's like, well, there I'm a knee. Right? There's like the high parts.
Oh, is it...
And there's like, oh, well, she's a traveling...
What's the time
a
period?
Friend indeed.
Wow, you actually
oh,
know
she's
song.
A gold digger.
Now it's a music show.
Well, over time.
Wow.
That digs on me. Right? We Bunch bumped it when we were younger. We were like 8.
Wow. Was he even alive? No, were you alive? Yeah, of course you were. You were 8. I mean, like, those even time periods, do they link up at all?
They might have, but we definitely did.
Cool. Cool.
But it was Jamie Foxx who sang that second part.
I thought it was a woman.
No. It was a dude, and it was Jamie Foxx.
No offense to Jamie Foxx, but I thought that was a woman.
It's all right. Jamie Foxx is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Sure moving on.
I don't even know who it is.
Jamie Foxx? Have you seen Spider-Man 3? Like the Amazing Spider-Man 2. Have you
the
seen
the Amazing Spider-Man? I mean, he's cool. He's not.
Yeah,
like,
but it's the Andrew Garfield
Superman
one.
Superman cool.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I sneezed on you. It came out of nowhere.
I think that was a pretty dry one. It did not come out of nowhere. You were like, uh-oh. And you froze. And you looked right at me. And you were like.
I had to look at the light.
That does not work.
It does work.
Do you know what actually works?
No.
I was chopping onions earlier today. You know how you always cry when you chop onions? Yeah. Always cry. Do you know?
Yeah, it's an emotional moment.
No, it just hurts. It stings. Stick your head in the freezer. Just instantly.
That's a shame.
Your eyes stop stinging.
Probably because there's no onion fumes in there.
That sounds exactly right.
Here comes number 3.
Alrighty.
This is on the same topic as Kanye.
Uh-huh.
We can announce that we are going to run for president.
Of
the United
Canada,
States. We'll get so much media attention.
Yeah, I would
just
really
think about
raise
it.
Awareness about our show.
Trump,
uh-huh.
Waka Flocka,
Bernie Sanders, feel the burn.
Yeah, but he's actually like a politician.
Yeah, he's actually like.
And Kanye did it.
Huh?
At the newest VMAs. Oh my
wait,
God!
Wait, hold on.
Kanye West.
Hold on.
Said in 2018. When is it? 2017.
There's an election.
2018. I think.
So there'd be another one in 2020. There's like a by-election thing as well, though, so I don't even know.
Yeah,
United States politics
okay.
are weird.
So it was at the VMAs, right?
The
Kanye
Video Money Association.
Music, right. The Video Music Awards. And he goes up and he wins some random thing.
Whatever.
And he goes up and he starts doing his little speeches, but he had such big pauses in between them, and people were just cheering, and he just wouldn't say anything. And then and then he would just like put the mic up to his mouth, and like think of the children, and he said really redundant things. Everyone, wow, yeah. It
we
took
need
him
to change.
He would just say random, a lot of
oh,
random
okay,
stuff.
Cool.
He went on for 13 minutes.
Oh god, sounds.
And
painful.
Then he said in 2017,
whatever. He's gonna run for president.
I'm gonna run for president, and then he drops the mic and walks off.
But he didn't. He didn't run for president.
Well, it's he hasn't.
But
we haven't gotten there yet, and people just loved it.
That's not even accurate.
I want you to keep in mind that this is a show, and they have schedules for everything. And one of the organizers was asked, "How much time did you set aside for that?" And he's like, 3 minutes. He's like, "How much did he take?" And he's like, 13. We're behind the schedule because of Kanye. They couldn't kick him off.
No, everyone was psyched.
So we can
really
run for president.
Hoopy, happy, hoppy.
I'm a...
Wait, hold on. All right, go ahead.
I'm a skeptic about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit on the right, and you can sit on the left.
No way.
Yeah, nah, we should rip the paper up right now.
Yeah, rip it. I mean, that was sounded good, but you only ripped off a little teeny corner.
Well, I still have some pieces, Wyatt.
That was just such a
terrible. Oh, number 5.
How would that even work? I don't even think it
even fit. I'm a fan of this one.
All right.
Break the world record for the longest podcast.
That sounds...
I'm totally into it.
How long is the longest podcast
we're,
before I agree to this?
30 hours.
No.
What are you talking about?
30 hours?
Yeah.
We should do like 60 hours. Double.
We could plan a date.
About? What we just start listing words in the dictionary.
No, we would have to plan an event. We would have to plan events.
Alphabet. Aerodactyl. Is that a Pokemon?
Aerodactyl?
I meant pterodactyl. Pterodactyl? I was trying to do A words. Apple. Not oranges. It was apples and oranges just go together.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Here comes the last one I'm just going to throw at you. Like, I don't know why we haven't done this one already. Buy Apple and put us on the front page of iTunes and every iPhone.
Wow, that's funny that we were just talking about apples and now we're talking about apples again. Wow.
Linking together, my friend.
So like, I've got maybe $300 in savings. What about yourself? If it's like not personal.
How much is Apple worth?
Net worth? Like a little more than that.
Are we talking like?
If we get a couple part-time jobs.
Take out some loans.
Part-time.
We could probably like bring together a couple $1,000. I think we're a little off from whatever Apple's worth, like $60 billion or
how
something.
How bad could it be? Oh. $60 billion, you sure?
How little do we have to buy of
Hold
it?
Hold on, let me count that. Just because I took the math.
He's counting on his fingers.
Okay, I'm out of fingers.
You can't count up to 60 million? Here, you can take some of mine.
All right. Let me restart.
What?
You're going way too fast for me to think that
I'm
fast.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry. All right, it's not going to
I don't think we have enough fingers.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Toes even when you cut it. We would probably need... I got it. How many fingers you got? Like six? Six?
I don't know.
Six billion people. You need a billion people. Because six times a billion is 6 billion. So like,
what about 60?
I guess you have 10 fingers, not 6 fingers. But that just makes it more complicated. And let's just round up to six.
And then everybody gets together. Everybody puts their fingers up in the air and they say, Apple, I want to buy you with all these dollars. And Apple's like, oh my God. They can't even see that far.
Wait, how many people? Is there enough people on the planet to do that? Yeah, there is. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. We might have to.
We can start a hashtag movement on Twitter.
Hashtag give us your fingers.
Yeah. That's us, Liam. Maybe Leah. Who else listens to this?
Huh?
I don't think Leah listens anymore.
My parents?
Really?
Yeah. They commented on the last one.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Yeah. I told you to watch your language.
No, I'll probably tell them eventually to stop listening. Like, listen, I'm going
to... Don't listen to them.
I'm going to go PG-13.
We need all the viewers we can get.
Like my parents?
Even doesn't matter who it is.
I haven't checked the view count on the last one. It's probably around 7.
It's probably more like 30.
Which excites me very much, so.
I mean, 7's pretty good, but if you take 7 out of 10,000.
You're too relaxed. Can you move forward?
Sorry.
I'm gonna start like
You should just get
know,
a cane.
I'm gonna like pinch the back of your arm. You know that spot? Do you know it? I know, that was a tiny amount of pressure.
I know that spot now.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You know it now.
I mean, this is just such an awkward...
No, it's not.
It's a strange position. All right.
We can link arms.
I don't like this.
This is nice. It's like you're bringing me to the movies.
I'm just gonna noodle, and then maybe you'll just stop.
This is nice.
No, I'm not gonna put any... No, it's like a dead.
It looks like... Dropping money? For me? I ain't that kind of girl, Wyatt.
You apparently you are.
You're bringing me the movies.
I'm already paying for your drink.
You paid for my drink,
baby. I'm gonna do another B word. Like, that's not this kind of show. We're not to get into that.
Oh, cool, Wyatt. Look at the part of your egg.
Ooh, touch remember it. When mm-hmm. it was like?
Yeah, it's his hopes. It's his hopes and dreams. Oh my God! For those listening and who can't see this eggshell,
to all of you who are listening,
every single one, why just got an egg and it didn't have the top half of it, and there's just like this little air pocket in one of his old shells, and it's a little cool, and I made a joke that that's like their hopes and dreams because they were never born. It's a little cruel.
I just got that. That's awful. Did you say that earlier?
Yeah,
I did not pick up on that.
Yeah.
It just went right over my head.
I'm sorry if I'm sniffling a little bit. It's going around. I coughed on you a little.
You sneezed on
me. You might want to get yourself checked out.
For what? What you, HIV?
Wait, no.
Wait, HIV?
Nope.
Wait, is that sensitive?
Very wrong.
I meant AIDS.
Nope.
Salmonella? Other diseases?
Yeah, yeah, we just ate eggs.
Cancer. I'm out. Tuberculosis.
So, oh, here's another thing that happened yesterday. This is going to lead into something.
Does this make your day better or worse?
I had a friend that I said, you should come and record one of my dialogues with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, no, we can pick the best takes. It doesn't matter if you're great. I'll write an easy piece for you. Right?
It's really, once you get over the embarrassment, it's fine.
Yeah, and you get into the character?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's like, oh, we'll see. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I wrote up a section of, I started writing one. Right? I came up with the idea. It was fair. It was totally fair.
Fair?
It was a fair idea.
Okay. Well, I mean, fair as in not good, but not bad.
Yeah, kind of like if you got like...
Oh, like medium.
Mm-hmm.
Medium rare.
It's kind of like a 5 star.
Out of 6?
No, that's an odd rating system you have.
I mean, you got 6 fingers. That's usually what you rate it on.
And then the morning of, I was writing it. I was typing it out when she texted me saying, oh, I'm feeling a little ill. I can't come hang out. And that mm-hmm. was one of my day plans to mm-hmm. record that dialogue and then hang out with her. And I don't know.
You know who you are.
Yeah. I'll have her and then we'll record another one because mm-hmm. she owes me.
Did anyone record this one with you? Or do you do all the voices?
I had to improvise.
Did Mocha do it?
No. I had to think on my feet quickly. I only had...
So you were standing.
I only had like 30 hours until this moment right now. And I was like, I'm going to pump something out for myself.
Okay.
I'm like, when do they talk to themselves? This is when they talk to themselves. This is what's going to happen. And I wrote it up.
Ring.
It took me a really long time because I have a problem of making long stories.
Uh-huh. It was probably really good.
Let's not jump ahead of ourselves.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard it. You haven't heard it. The listeners haven't heard it. I wrote it. This is a monologue that I recorded.
Is it just you talking to yourself?
Oh, myself.
Oh, goodness.
And
I'm sure it's
a fair warning.
Peachy.
It's longer peachy than the other one.
How much longer? Couldn't be that much longer.
We'll see.
Actually,
I'm not going to give away any endings. But this is going to be the first time that I listen to it. This is going to be the first time you listen to it. This is going to be the first time that the listeners listen to it.
This is a lot of firsts. Firsts.
Well, if you make something new, it's got to be a lot
firsts.
Of firsts.
Firsts.
Come on.
Sorry, I just think I don't think it works.
You're being rude.
Pop filter.
Well, not that you would know because you don't listen to the podcast. Boy! Listen to it.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to listen to it when I get home.
Good. I'll teach you how to put it on your phone. Like a regular civilized 21st century male.
I feel like... All right. Whatever.
Maybe, so maybe most people know I'm excited to hear this. I hope you are too. I hope you enjoy it.
I hope you're really excited. I'm excited and we want you to be excited about this exciting...
Here we go.
Monotone. Oh, sorry.
This is Dr. Ian Minsk, 2:00 in the afternoon at the Massachusetts Research Center. A test is being conducted here to observe and report the effects and behaviors of goldfish that have lived in a spent fuel pool. The test will be continued throughout the multiple generations of the goldfish family to see the exponential effects of living in a highly radiated environment. The test is all set up and will commence tomorrow at midday. Day 2, 12:30. The spent fuel pool that I have chosen contains radiated parts from the Montague Nuclear Power Plant. The pool is 20 meters deep, and without the water, the old radiated parts could kill a man if they were within a couple dozen yards. But under 20 meters of water, it's as safe as can be. That is, from the surface, of course. For my goldfish, I have arranged to have a net placed 2 feet above the nuclear waste. This should be a healthy amount of radiation for the fish. Healthy for the test, that is. The water around the waste cuts the radiation factor in half every 7 centimeters. So the fish of that size and that distance, they should start to feel the effects. There's also a net placed 3.5 feet above the waste to prevent the goldfish from swimming away, and a bubble tube has been added to oxidize the water. Log 2, Day 2, 1:40. I've chosen 100 Shabumkin goldfish, 20 adult males, 30 adult females, and 50 mixed fries. Each goldfish will undergo the test of their short, short lifetime. hopefully reproducing once every 4 months and spawning dozens of new kin. As the test may simply be a test of time, I've opted to quicken the process by initially injecting each and every fish with an appropriate amount of steroids to help with the growth and the coping of a changing body. I will include steroid traces in the food that will be fed to the fish twice a day, and of course, the food has been radiation-soaked. Day 30, 4 o'clock. The fish have acclimatized very nicely to the new environment. Only 35% death rate among the adults and a 60% death rate among the fries. Better than I could have possibly imagined. Nevertheless, the test is proceeding very nicely. I suspect that the first of the adults will soon begin to lay eggs and begin to fertilize. I will begin to call these breeders the bold ones. Day 55, 9 a.m. As I have predicted, the first eggs have been laid. There are small artificial nests for the bold ones to lay their pod, and each and every one is full of radiating orange spheres. Probably not the best choice of words. But the test continues with minor interferences. The death rate has been climbing steadily, so I have increased the steroid dose in the food. Day 62, 10:20 a.m. The eggs have finally hatched. So many fries, so many fries. They all look so healthy and so many have lived. It may become too crowded once they grow, but in due time. The adults' habits have become noticeably slower. No frantic movements or fights between the females. Almost as though swimming through syrup. Looks like some of the new bold ones are on their way. We've had our first death from old age in the mix. The life cycle is continuing. Day 100, 5 p.m. Lowering the upper nets by 1 foot. It will probably be more cramped, but with all the recent deaths of all the fries, I don't think this will be much of an issue. I'm going to need to be seeing some results soon. Day 142, 7 p.m. The tests continue as usual, but perhaps not for much longer. I just spoke with one of our funders. They're not very happy with the tests, and will cut off our funding very soon, as we have very little results to show. I'm going to be upping the radiation in the food. Day 214, 10 a.m. A growth in size today in the new bold ones. They grew at a regular rate, but they just kept on going. Many have died due to the strain from the growth, and some have remained regular. But others have begun breeding at a body size 40% larger than their prior kin. Hopefully that will please our investors. A behavioral note for today. The larger-bodied bold ones have begun swimming nearer to the bottom net for the majority of the day. Others continue to swim freely. Day 233, 8 a.m. I've just arrived to the facility to see a drastic change from my last entry. Over 75% of the fish have now died and have been collected. There continues to be eggs being hatched, but many disappear after the first few days. So small, so hard to keep track of them all. But the larger rise in death cannot be explained just yet. However, 90% of the bold ones still alive are the larger-bodied bold ones. They have become better adapted to this environment, I suppose. Quick note for today. We have done autopsies on some of the dead, larger-bodied goldies. Their radiation levels are way above that the body should be able to handle. Mutations are prevalent in the organs. No one fish seems to be the same when it comes to their organs. Day 200 and... Where's that? Day 240, 8 a.m. I've spotted a nest of eggs from the larger-bodied goldies. At first it seemed like any other nest, but then I noticed one egg that was larger than the rest. 3 times larger than the rest. I will be observing this one very closely. Today's note, all fish are as close as they can be to that lower net. More and more food keeps being given per day, but less and less is being eaten. Day 246, 2 p.m. The pod of Fries have begun to hatch. The larger egg was one of the first out. She is already noticeably bigger than the rest. I have decided to call her Baba, after a monster from my childhood, Baba Yaga. I shall continue to observe Baba. Day 295, 2:30 a.m. I have been called in by a security guard who thought that something was going on in the tank. When I arrived, I saw that Baba was already outgrowing all of her elders. Not only that, but she is now the only one close to the bottom net. All the others have swam to the edges of the pool, or to the top surface of the top net. It looks to be that 90% of the growing fries have gone missing. I suspect that Baba has done something to them. She remains completely still. Day 301, 3 p.m. Baba is over twice his size as any other fish. She looks to have a dorsal fin that folds down beside her body. It is bleach white and has no resemblance at all to any dorsal fin shape. Her pectoral fins have more girth than the others. Not much use for swimming, this fish. I'm wanting to extract this Baba and show her to investors. Day 235, 10 a.m. We have just attempted to grab Baba from the water. We had her netted to bring up, but right before she surfaced, alarms started to go off. Too much radiation was coming out of the water. We had to leave her. I did, however, get my first good look at her. It is clear that the radiation has morphed her into something not resembling any type of goldfish. Her bleached dorsal fin continues to sag down her right side and seems to be lengthening. Her pectoral fins have large tumorous lumps all down the ridges and some tendons linking all them to the tips. Then I saw its head. Its eyes were shooting from person to person on the catwalk. She looked at me for just a moment and I saw that she had one electric blue eye and teeth. She had teeth like piranhas. Undoubtedly, she had been feeding on the weak in the pool. I must find a way to show Baba to investors. They will be so thrilled to be seeing results. And then, of course, an autopsy.
No, we need a perimeter. Close all the doors. Help him.
Day 329, 9 a.m. Something has gone peculiarly wrong. It's Baba. She's gone. She's nowhere in the pool. All remaining fish are dead or gone. We've just pulled up the nets, and there's a hole in it. A hole the size of a garbage lid. It's better than I possibly could have imagined. We need to find Baba. I need to find Baba. The investors are going to love this.
That's it? You're not gonna explain?
Shut it.
It's gonna be a part two?
Shut it. Come on, Wyatt.
I did not like that story. What are you doing? I'm not gonna snap clap for that.
Please.
That was scary.
That was scary.
What happened to Baba Yaga?
Baba Yaga?
What happened to her? She just went through the nets.
Well, you know, it's, you know.
All right, first of all, a little critique here. Who's installing these nets?
What do you mean? You mean like because they can't go in the pool?
Yeah.
Like, what the They're heck? Using rods,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah, smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, I thought this through.
Second. Sorry, you probably have something to say.
No.
It's more important, but.
Go ahead.
I just don't really like where that was going. She's eating her friends.
Family.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It is a scary story, and I don't know. It's...
Well, not really that scary.
I was pretty terrified.
But I got really into writing it. I kind of fall into a trap when I write that up. The starting, I kind of like take too long to explain everything and to set everything up, and the ending is just like, finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, fish out of the pool. There it is. Done.
Cliffhanger.
Yep.
A fish hanger. A fish hook. A fish hook.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice. It was nice recording that alone. I wrote that and I voiced it. Mm-hmm. Could you tell it was me?
Absolutely. It was very good acting.
Did you find that my voice changed
throughout the piece?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Seemed like you got a little older, almost.
Or more tired.
Or more tired.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you didn't? Because it did seem like that.
Cool.
Maybe you're just tired of.
I mean, at some parts. I recorded that last bit an hour ago.
I remember, actually. I was upstairs.
Were you like, what is this kid doing?
I was laughing. I was snickering. I was like,
what the heck he's talking about. Yeah. I actually re-recorded that last bit because I didn't like the original.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. The original was just kind of...
Did you tell what happened in the original? Did Baba Yaga ate him?
No, that didn't happen in the original.
With her floppy white appendage.
What is this? Some kind of fan fiction?
Yeah.
Sure. Her floppy white appendage?
What did you mean? Like, what is that supposed to be?
It's an appendage.
Just a random appendage going out of her back?
The dorsal. What did you think it was?
Nothing.
Oh, anyway, I'm glad to have that one done. I have the next 2 weeks set up.
Oh, really?
I haven't recorded them or written them. I have one written.
Set up?
And I have one.
Wait, okay, hold on.
It's set up in my mind, Wyatt. It's set up in my mind, okay?
I've got them all set up, but I haven't recorded them or written them. But I did record one, and I wrote the other. It was a little confusing.
Yeah, there's going to be two more in the upcoming weeks that I've planned. Maybe I'll write one so that I can always be ahead of it, so that then we can listen to it live like we did right now.
Yes.
Did you enjoy listening to it live?
Yeah, I think it's a nice little segment. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good
these little stories.
It's a good creative booster, you know. I enjoy those.
Yes.
And I get to work on my voice acting. Oh, you know.
You could definitely work on your
No, that was
how rude.
My name is Dr. Ian Minsk.
Mm-hmm. My name is Mike Riddleback.
Mike Riddleback.
Sunday Outback. Buffalo Bone. That's just my go-to.
Oh, I said last time that one of us needed an accent. Guess what?
No.
I brought one. No, I brought it into to the monologue.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh. Spiders?
Probably. Kind of like a spider.
Oh, that's nice. We actually don't have much time, Wyatt.
Oh my god, we still have to fit in trains.
We do have to fit in trains.
Did you forget?
I didn't forget, we just...
Oh, yeah.
We're not like, quote, running out of time. Like, if we're trying to beat the world record for the longest podcast, we still have another, like, 20...
30 days.
29 hours and 15 minutes. Yeah. Do you want to start us off on trains?
Would I ever?
I have a notepad again.
I do not. You don't. Again.
All right. We research trains again.
So, last week... When I, typed in trains into Google, you were like, come on, that's all, you just typed in trains? I was like, yeah. I was like, what else? So this week, I did myself one better. I typed in trains in depth.
Whoa.
I wanted to get really into the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
I looked on Google Images, and they were underwater trains.
I said to follow chronological.
Yeah, it's not how my brain works. I was like, wow, this is really cool. And then I got to the Eurotunnel, more commonly known as the Tunnel, but I think they find that offensive there.
The Tunnel? I've never heard that before.
That's
hilarious.
The Channel Tunnel.
That's a hilarious name.
I don't think they like
the
it there.
The Tunnel?
I think they purposely call it the Eurotunnel because they don't like that name. So I spent all my time looking up tunnel stats and things.
Did you type in tunnel into Google?
No, I just clicked on a bunch of underwater train pictures.
It seems
and
like
I
something dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It sounds silly.
So you found a lot of
Yeah, pictures. So I looked at that. There were some pictures. I read this website about accidents, and there was some interesting stuff, but I don't really remember what it was. One, people writes, there was a, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. There was a Formula One racer, and he raced through the tunnel.
Oh, was this back in the mid-1800s? Like we're supposed to be researching? Wyatt?
No, I got it.
I'm trying to keep this on a bit of a train schedule, if you know what I mean. Trying to keep it on time and orderly.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Why don't you care about trains, Wyatt?
I do care about trains, but
okay.
This is cool. Automatic rain trains. This is what it is. Anyways, he races his car through... Well, they said actually he only was allowed to go 31 miles per hour because it was a little, you're falling asleep. It was pretty crazy.
Get it going. I have my train facts. Just whip
but
them.
Hold on. I
whip
got this out. For chronological stuff. I got that actually this guy in 1808, Franz Reich Rack. I don't know his name.
Yeah, because he didn't write it down.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, he's like, we need to make a tunnel that goes from France to Britain under the channel, the English Channel, so that horse-drawn carriages can go in between the two countries. That's what his idea was.
What?
And, like, and they were like, no, that's ridiculous. We can never make a tunnel under the channel or under the canal. And then, like, here, sure enough, 200 years later, they did it.
Have they done it already?
What? You don't know this?
Is it there?
There's totally a tunnel.
That is so cool. How long is it?
Under the channel. It's 30.
I don't know the distance.
30 kilometers?
Oh, that's so cool.
30 miles of train
tracks. I cannot hold my breath for that. I cannot hold my breath for that long. You know, whenever you go under tunnels?
Absolutely not.
In a car and you hold your breath?
Yep. I'm pretty good at that.
Me too. How long can you hold your breath? I don't want you to test it now.
But it would be artsy.
Because I can... So artsy, man.
Yeah. All right, that's what I got this week. Talked about, you know, made through.
As soon as I started researching, I thought, I know exactly what I want to look up.
Really?
Because these things are goddamn hilarious.
Oh, okay. Is it chronological?
They're called hand cars or push cars. Oh. You know what I mean? Where there's two of them and they go...
Yes! Oh my god.
And they push like up and down.
Those
and
are it's awesome. Like
a, I know. And those are count
Have
as
you
trains.
Seen, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, I haven't.
With some actors.
Nice.
Oh, George Clooney. And it's a musical?
Yeah. You've seen that. And they jump on with the blind guy?
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
Oh, wait.
I did see a reaction GIF with it and it was really funny.
Oh, it's a good movie. You should watch it.
Maybe. It's I have really a lot funny. Of movies queued up.
All right. Well, anyways, go on. What are these called again? Hand cars?
Hand cars or push cars? Push cars. They were around in like the mid-ish 1800s, like 1860s and stuff like that.
Aren't the 1800s the 1700s technically, like 1750?
No.
Are you sure?
1850? 1860?
I think 1750 is 1800s.
No. No.
Are you sure?
No.
All right, go on. All right, that's
just... And you kind of know what they look like. They didn't look like quite like they do now back then. Like we have kind of like a teeter-totter type thing at the top, and then two people push up and down on this thing to push you forwards.
Classic hand car.
What they used to be like is kind of like pedals for a bike, but up top, and then you'd lean over it, and then you'd pedal it with your hands.
Like a paddle boat.
And I'm about 60% sure that's what it was. I didn't look at it that in depth. Huh. But what I do know is that they weigh like 600 pounds about, and they killed a lot of people.
God, did they run people over in those?
No, they didn't run people over. They ran themselves over.
How?
They'd be pedaling with their...
And they just fell over? They'd
be pedaling with their hands, and they'd fall over forward and be run over by it like a bunch of goobers. What a bunch of idiots. Gotta get there! That's so scary to me, though.
Yeah, but, like, touchy, though, because, like, you know, there are probably people on this show whose grandparents, it could have been them.
That's a funny way to die. It's a funny way to die, but it's pretty...
How do you do that to yourself? Come on.
Yeah, they basically just, like, roll over forwards.
Be careful.
Be careful, people. But then they changed it, and it's, like, pump, and I don't think as many people died.
Yeah, you know what I want to save them, though? Helmets. You should always wear a helmet.
Oh, Mr. Hypocritical over here. Mr. Wear a helmet when you're pushing these push trains.
It's a chip for that. It's a chip.
God damn, why? You don't even... He doesn't wear a helmet when he rides a bike.
Someone leaned
out
their
window.
You ride a
bike every single day.
Someone leaned out the window of their car the other day as I was going down through town without my helmet on my bike. Because I'm just dumb. I'm an idiot. I know that. I don't want to use any foul language on this show.
If I bought you a really expensive one, would you wear it?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But she's like, you're a fucking idiot. This is probably like the fifth time that's happened to me.
Yeah.
I ride my bike a lot. So like,
if I see you, I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah, but
I
like,
should make
that's
you...
cool. But like this lady, like I didn't even know her. So I just kind of like plodded on.
She probably
mood.
Made it more dangerous for you, her yelling at you.
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot.
I was following all the rules of the road, except for wearing a helmet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. People don't see you, Wyatt.
Yeah, that's true.
So these push cars, I think that they're goddamn hilarious, especially when they're in Teletoons. The rabbit guy, the Looney Tunes show. When they're in the Looney Tunes
Bunny
show.
Bunny and stuff? Oh, yeah.
They're goddamn hilarious there.
So funny.
And I want to know how fast they went and stuff like that. I found some world records with these pushcars. It's all kind of like more recent stuff.
Uh-huh.
But using the old technologies.
Using carbon
fiber. They still just look like a bunch of idiots on platforms pushing a teeter-totter.
Oh, okay.
But a group went 125.5 miles in 12 hours.
So that's 10 miles an hour? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that math work out?
Yeah, you nailed it.
You know, sure like about that? Whatever.
10.5.
Cool.
I don't want to be too precise.
Cool. Wait, 10. No, 5. There's 60s. Ah, whatever. It's probably exactly right.
And then I watched a video. It was kind of like in the mid-90s. I didn't actually check. It looked mid-90s. It was probably early 2000. I have no idea. The video quality was crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it was five huge buff guys, and they're going for the world record for the fastest 300. Excuse me. Went for the fastest 300 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a 300 meter dash sort of deal.
Except we're on a push cart.
Yeah. And I watched it the first time, and like one person pushes it, and the other guy's
pushes it.
Yeah, one guy pushes it to get it going, and the other guys, you know, they're just like
two on
four
each
of
side.
Them. And they're all facing forwards. I don't know. I have no idea. And they're just. And they're massive dudes.
Uh huh. And is it just kind of like crawling along?
And the world record that they were going to beat was 32.7
seconds. Wow.
In 300 meters.
That's.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fastest? Is that like 6 seconds to run?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I have no idea.
Usain Bolt. Should have got him up there.
Should have. But they did it the first time, didn't do it. Did it the second time, they beat it. They got 32.4, something like that. But that second time, I went through and I watched it on YouTube's times two watch speed.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't do that on Max.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's a downside. I use that a lot because I like watching YouTube videos, but a lot of them are really redundant and I just watch them for the entertainment.
It's funny to listen to people talking when they do it times two.
Yeah. But I get totally used to it. I just kind of like hit play and it's like, oh, God, this is 15 minutes? Times two. I'm like, yes.
7 minutes.
And I went through the video again because I skipped through to some of the important parts. And I went through it again at 2x speed because I want to find the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched them as they pushed off and then they pumped. They were pumping fast already. Now they just look like a bunch of jackhammers. Just like.
Oh, boy. That sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, it only took them like 16 seconds.
Oh.
Get it? It's times two.
I was like, what?
Yeah, but they did well. That was funny.
Huh.
Oh.
Huh. I like that. I like those cars.
Yeah, those are funny. Hopefully you'll find a little bit more.
I mean, I don't even think yours is that much more chronological than mine is.
What are you talking about?
Chronological.
Of course it is. 1860s?
Mine was 18.
I only jumped ahead like 60 years.
Mine was 1808. Technically.
You brought in, like, one fact that you hardly knew anything about.
Yeah, it was Van Dyke or Reichenbach.
Whatever. That was made up.
Yeah, it was.
Well, thanks for coming by today, Wyatt.
You are very, very
appreciate
welcome.
It. I must say that I prefer Tuesdays.
Oh, really?
Wednesdays work fine. I'm just a little rushed on Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's hockey. Hockey. Yeah,
I got hockey to go to.
We're Canadian, eh?
Literally, once I finish this, I'm going to save the thing, and then I'm going to throw you in the car and drive you home.
Nice.
Because I got to go.
All right, so, like, I guess we better hurry up then.
No rush.
No rush? Okay, I mean, you say you're going to throw me in the car. I'd rather just let me get in the car. We could rush this instead.
No, I'm in no rush at all, but in the meantime, do you want to wrap us up?
Okay, so this is the third time you've told me to wrap it up. You know I'm bad at this, and you keep asking me to do it. I think you should wrap us up.
I know, but I open us.
Yeah, but maybe I should open the package and you can wrap up the package.
The only way that you can open the package is just start talking. That's
like
the easy part.
Yeah, but I want to do that. It's easy. All right, all right, all right.
I kind of gave it to you last time.
Thanks for listening in, Liam. And
thanks for making it to the end.
Yep, and I'm sure you thought it was absolutely hilarious. Because it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the goal. Plus artsy, you probably cried. So anyways, if you're down for more tears and laughs next week,
same time,
tune in,
same place.
Yeah.
Same name, yeah. Same dudes.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. I really look forward to next week's dialogue. It's already written. I'm excited. Gonna get a friend in for that one?
Nice.
Join us then. See ya.
Bye.